Superintendent Jeff Dix joins us now, and let's talk about Newell Fonda. And let's, I know National FFA Week was recently being held, and your FFA students are always busy.
Yeah, Mrs. Nealon has them busy. They had events every day, dress-up days every day, and they served a meal to the staff and parents on Wednesday. They did an outstanding job. Anytime you put cheesy potatoes and a pork burger on the same plate, that's going to be a good ending for me. They also had Ag Olympics, and they included the 7th and 8th grade this year. They had kind of had their own, so the high school and then the 7th and 8th grade, that's always a good time, and they make you do some pretty silly things, but kids really get into it, and it was a great week. So thanks to the FFA.
Hey, another topic we have is virtual reality.
Yeah, so we talked about this 2 weeks ago. We had just received them, and some classes had done it, but I witnessed Mrs. Hess's first grade the other day, and you know, first graders are excited about school anyway. These kids were going crazy, looking all around, but all they see is what's in their goggles, but those are going to be some great things. I'm going to have to get some video and post to social media, because people really, you don't understand it until you really see it. So great job by our staff, just jumping right in and trying to experiment and offer great opportunities for our kids.
Hey, let's talk school calendar. It's been something I've discussed here with every school spotlight lately. You're doing some juggling.
Yeah, so we've already made up a day. Our teachers and administration decided we'd go on President's Day, so we got that day in on February 18th. We're also going to make up a student day on April 17th. That was going to be our spring/Easter break. So kids will be here on the 17th, and we'll get this all out to people. And then our teachers are going to make up a PD day on April 22nd. So they're doing everything they can. We're going to try and do some things. We'll continue to look at opportunities to make up some days. So, you know, that's the way it is. We're in Iowa. It's okay. There's better days to go to school. I know that. So also, we're recording this early, but Wednesday we won't have school. For the state tournament, we play at 1:30 at Wells Fargo. And if we win on Wednesday, we play at 1:30 on Friday. So we would not have school on Friday, February 28th. And if we would happen to come out on the short end of the stick on Wednesday, we would have school the rest of the week. You know, and just along this is a really a grind, not only for schools but for businesses. You know, I haven't heard very often, I heard you yesterday on the radio announcing this doctor's office will open at 10.
Right,
and, you know, that usually that doesn't happen. So, you know, it's pretty extreme, but just a big thanks to our state and county road crews. I mean, I know, because I was in touch with them yesterday, the hours that they put in, and, you know, looking down some of these gravel roads, I'm like, I would not want to be the first person that goes down that.
Yeah.
I don't care what you're driving, but they did a great job. And then a huge shout-out to Dave, Jill, and John, who cleared all our sidewalks, entrances, and, you know, some of those entrances, there was a four-foot drift.
I believe it.
And that's pretty labor-intensive, because there's stairs leading up to that. The snowblower doesn't get up there.
Right.
So great job by them. And, you know, everybody just kind of pitches in, and we make it work. So thanks to everybody for doing that.
And thank you for making it work, too, as you said, recording this early because of the state basketball game Wednesday, and you will play on Friday, so you'll miss a day, too. I'm gonna promise you that, okay? I'm going on a limb. Jeff, have a great day, all right?
All right. Thanks, Chris.
You're welcome. Newell Fonda School Spotlight Superintendent Jeff Dix, our guest here on Storm Lake Radio.